You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show. Now, here's your host, Erica.
Welcome to Be Inspired Radio with me, Erica Latrice. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration. Coming up on today's show, it is all about relationships. We are in a season right now where everyone is either heading in a relationship, coming out of one, and if nothing else, you're just a little bit more aware of your relationship status as we come up on Valentine's Day. So I'm so excited about our special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe today. She is a relationship and dating coach. Her story in and of itself is just so encouraging. And she also touches on a lot of those topics that have become taboo. So you definitely want to stick around for that. But before we get into that, I want to hop right in. And our topic for today's show is letting go. It's all about letting go. And what I want to just share with you is one really simple image, but if you can just hold on to this image, I promise you it will help you in making decisions later on in life and even figuring out what you should step out on, what you should kind of pause on, who you need to let go of, and all that other good stuff. So I will never forget attending a church service, and this was with my old pastor. He did this illustration of imagining that you were holding these big blocks in your hand. Imagine that you're holding these big blocks and someone was getting ready to throw something to you. In order for you to be able to catch what's coming your way, you have to put down the blocks. Now, I know that is so basic, but let me tell you guys, there are so many times where there are things going on in our lives or people or opportunities or jobs or ideas that are literally like holding these big cinder blocks. And because we're so convinced that we just, you know, it will never get better or nothing better could ever come along, we're not able to receive what's coming next. So if you can think about anything in your life, and the best question that I've heard asked in order to really figure out if it's something worth letting go of, if you can ask yourself the question, if I had to do this over again, and don't get all, you know how some people are like, I don't ever have regrets. Well, that's fine. But if you ask yourself the question, if I had to do this over again, would I commit to this job or this person or this situation or this opportunity? Would I do it again? And if your answer is without hesitation, no, it might be something that you need to let go of, distance yourself, or be open to releasing. So that is my message for you guys today. When we come back on the other side, I have our special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe, Mary Whitman Ortiz.
If you're watching this, so are your potential clients. I'm excited to announce an all-new season of Be Inspired, and we're looking for featured guests as well as success supporters. So if you want to partner with the mission of Be Inspired, then make sure that you connect with us online at ericalatrice.com/success. When you team up with us, you will be helping with the vision of Be Inspired to empower and inspire people all around the world with a message of hope and encouragement. Be Inspired's mission is to bring you soft news and talk in a way to encourage, uplift, and create a platform for those who have a powerful message and looking for an opportunity to share. So if you want to partner with Be Inspired, you can do so by contacting info@ericalatrice.com or visit ericalatrice.com/success so that you can be a success supporter of this inspirational movement.
Coming up next, our special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe.
Welcome into the Be Inspired Cafe today, you guys. I know you should already be ready for an amazing guest, so expect nothing less today, especially if you are in a relationship or thinking about a relationship, or you just need some feedback on the thought process of making it out of a relationship, no matter where you're at. Our special guest today is definitely, I think she's going to be very relevant to that. So welcome with me into the Be Inspired Cafe today. She is a dating and relationship coach, Mary Whitman Ortiz. How are you doing today, Mary?
I am doing awesome. So happy to be with you today.
I am so happy to have you. I know you have a very, very interesting story, which I cannot wait to share with those that are listening. But can we start it off? Can you tell us just a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I live in Jacksonville, Florida. Love being at the beach. I have my little miniature schnauzer with me. We always go on walks. And so I'm kind of a laid-back beach girl. But I've lived all over. I lived in Colorado, so I know all about the mountains and snow. And just believe that God orders our steps. So I'm very thankful for where I am right now.
I love it. So tell me this. How did you get into the area of dating and relationship coaching?
I started as a purpose and passion coach. And I always incorporate that anyhow, because when you're at that place, you know you're being able to make your contribution to the world, and your soul is just alive. So that's my goal. But I realized along the way that two things. God had walked with me through so many relationship things, and I got the victory. So I wanted to be able to share that, because it's a story that isn't heard enough. Recovering from some difficult things in relationships, so that was important to me. And I knew that there's just a need. So every conversation, talking about purpose and passion, but their relationship issues came up. And I thought, let's just do this combination and touch people where they really live and bring empowerment and hope to women at that very deep heart level.
That is so needed, and I think it's so powerful. And one of the things that you touched on, and I would venture to say this is going to be our theme for today's conversation, is getting beyond those obstacles. Like, sometimes we experience challenges in relationships, and not a lot of people are too excited to talk about that. Usually it's like either the worst of the worst or the best of the best. It's either like, you know, I came out of the worst relationship ever, and let me tell you how to navigate being in the worst situation ever. Or it's the other side of it where, you know, I hopped off of my carriage, Prince Charming came on his horse, you know, I prayed, I fasted, and then Boaz found me out in the middle, you know, of this dandelion field. So I love that you bring the two together. So my first question for you would be, what would you say to that person that maybe they might be in the in-between stages, but they're really trying to figure out how to find love again, how to even be open again to a relationship after dealing with some level of obstacles?
Yes, the nitty gritty. Well, I would start with what you need to know about yourself, because that's all you can manage anyhow, and it is enough to manage yourself. Personally, my reflection with that is I had left a 26-year marriage. We were leaders in the church. And some surprising things came up, and it was just not a situation where I could stay any longer. There'd been sexual dysfunction, and I was so completely alone and had to struggle through a lot the hard way. Not always supported, felt a lot of isolation. But one of my key starting places was being able to identify and express and even value what was going on inside of me. It's like, what were my thoughts and my feelings and my needs? Because if they had been crowded out for so long, then I needed to figure that out. And I also realized that if I didn't know what was going on inside of me, how could I expect somebody else to know what was going on inside of me?
That is powerful. That is so powerful, because it's really easy to get, like, to take that first step to immediately think, okay, what can I fix outside of me? Like, how can I attract the right person, or how can I, you know, get on the right website or go to the right networking event, or even take this person that I've already scoped out, how can I fix him? I know a lot of people can probably relate to that. What is the biggest question that you think, even if you're not overcoming, maybe you're already in a relationship and you're just open to seeing it grow. What's the biggest question that we should ask ourselves to better, to be in a better position for a healthy relationship?
As a Christian, it's really important to me to get my validation from God and even myself, knowing that He has strengthened me, empowered me. And, scripture even talks about David encouraging himself. So, once again, it goes back to being able to build up yourself, to manage yourself, to take care of yourself. And when you bring that whole person to a relationship, wow, it's like all the baggage from the past is not weighing you down, and you're so vibrant, and you attract a completely different person when you are at that full, vibrant place yourself.
I mean, you almost made me sing, Mary, and I'm not a singer, but there's this song, Encourage Yourself, and that is just, it's so true, because, you know, a lot of times we can look out for, you know, again, like I said, find that person that's a great project, and we just try to fix them and make them fit the mold. And I actually heard a speaker say this recently, exactly what you just said, basically to stop looking for someone to complete you and just be open to someone that's going to compliment you. Because whatever God has called you to, I really do feel like, whether it's in a romantic relationship or even our friendship, when you're open to that, and when you're, you even said that about that vibe, like when you're in that place where you're just open to receiving all that God has for you, it's amazing how you just start lining up with the right connections, the right people start coming, you know, coming into your mix. And the same is true on the other end, when you're living all kinds of, you know, directions, then you bring that, you know, like you wonder, like, why? Why does it, and I actually, that's my next question to you. But I've definitely said this, and I've heard other women say it. Why does it feel like I keep meeting the same person over and over? What would you say to that person that feels like it's, and you even talked, you said something interesting too about your first date, how many first dates you had, or, but yeah, so what would you say to the person that keeps running into the same person?
Well, to that person, I would say, something that's a little tough, but you are attracting what is inside of you. And so if there is some doubt, some hesitation, some area in yourself that you don't value who you are, then you will attract that. The part B is that if you're used to being in relationships, if you're normal, is someone not respecting you and not taking you seriously and not honoring you, then you're going to look for your normal. And it's so frustrating, because when you're trying new things, you're experimenting and you're saying, is this a good new thing or a bad new thing? And really, that's where a coach comes in handy, because they can hear you describe your whole situation and pose those questions to get deeper. While you're changing your mindset and making these adjustments, which is a lot of work, there are aha moments along the way, which is wonderful, and you can feel some of that heaviness lifting, you can feel some clarity coming, but it just makes it so much more successful and easy if you have someone working with you, can mirror back to you what's going on. And I'll throw in one other thought. This situation is so common about attracting the same kind of guy that is not good for you, is ultimately not who you want. Well, when I had those discussions with my clients early on, the phrase, how do I fix my man picker, is what came up. And so I literally named one of my programs, How to Fix Your Man Picker. And I've had women from their 20s all the way up to their 70s. I just spoke with a new woman this week who's in her 70s and is still wanting to fix her man picker. I thought, that is so awesome that she's has such expectancy. It's not over yet. There's still possibilities for me yet. And it truly can be done.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I love that you have someone in their 70s still ready. And that just speaks to the point that, you know, we all at times think we're the only one, but really we are not alone. And I love that you speak to that you offer that support. So I have one more question, Mary, and then for those of you that I know are waiting to figure out how on earth do you get in contact with Mary and how can she help you, then you definitely want to stick around, because she's going to give you all her information. I want to say to one thing, because you spoke also about your faith as a Christian, and this is something, a topic that I see come up a lot, and I hope I'm not throwing you too far on the spot, but where women feel like, nope, you need to be found to the point that they're almost afraid to make any type of step of putting themselves out there. So what advice would you give to that woman who may, you know, who shares your same faith? She's a Christian. She's trying to honor God, and she's feeling limited in stepping out. What advice would you give for her?
I love that question, and I've certainly heard it many times myself. As a Christian, we are always called to the combination of faith plus works, knowing that we believe God, but we are to co-labor with what He wants to bring about in our lives. So I'm not saying be obnoxious with how you are looking for someone, but the looking part is honoring. It's like, yes, God, I believe so much that you have someone for me that I am going to look. I have expectancy. And that's the journey from hope to faith, because the hope is so alive in you that this is God's promise for you, and you want to walk that out, that you've partnered your faith with it. And I tell you that God is motivated by our faith. It's such a blessing to Him when we acknowledge who He is and invite Him into every area of our life. So looking for someone is just as honoring and is who He's called us to be.
That is so good. Mary, I'm like, I'm ready to send around the offering plate. Like, that's so good, though. So and the whole purpose of me doing the Be Inspired Cafe, and I hope any of you that have listened for any amount of time, you understand this, is so that I can start connecting people to that next piece in their puzzle. Like, I feel like we all have just that missing piece that's next, and it's all, you know, building this big picture. So that's my long way of saying you have been called to help someone that's listening right now fix their man picker or step out of their comfort zone. So what is the best way that those listening can get connected with you on social media and support what you're doing?
Oh, that would be wonderful. That's my prayer, is to be a partner with women as they're on this journey to wonderful relationships. Yes, you can reach me. My website is www.marywhitmanortiz.com. Let me spell that out. It's MaryWhitmanOrtiz. That's my website. I also have a Facebook group that is wonderful for women in relationships, wherever you are, long-term and trying to build passion and playfulness. Or dating situation. And that is called True You Living Network. All those words spelled just like we typically spell them. So that's a Facebook group where there's a lot of empowerment going on for women in relationships.
I love it. Well, Mary, I want to say thank you so much for taking time out to be in the Be Inspired Cafe. I definitely feel like I have some notes that I've taken. So thank you for being on the show today.
I'm thrilled to be here.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com.